Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Once again, it's on. We back, man.
You did?
Yep, so.
We back.
Back in the building, man. You feel me? K100 Internet Radio. You fucking with us, man? That's what's up, man. Welcome back, man. K100 Internet Radio. The spinoff from the Facebook page and group. The livest, most outrageous, uncut show that you could probably put your ears on, you know? We're going to have some hot shit we talking about tonight. You feel me? Now, tonight, I'm starting a new series, all right? And we calling this shit Mashin' Motherfucking Mondays, okay?
Mashin' Motherfucking Mondays.
All right. And basically what Mashin' Motherfucking Mondays is caller. You know, once a week, I said I'm going to let the callers kind of dictate, run the show. You dig? You feel me? So the callers, when they call in, you know, if they got somebody that they just want to motherfucking mash, if somebody just getting on their motherfucking nerves, I don't give a fuck if it's your mama, your daddy, your baby daddy, your job, anything, nigga. A celebrity. If a motherfucking celebrity done did some old bullshit in the news and shit, or you see some guy, your motherfucking favorite NBA team getting swept, and that's a couple of y'all out there. How you doing, Atlanta fans?
Hey, man. Don't start no shit right now, bro. Don't start no shit.
Yeah. We don't get into that, nigga. The Magic handling them niggas.
Oh, they doing their thing, but look, you know, it's home team Velvo Vilpotto.
Well, you know, we got a Florida boy and an A-Tab boy in here, so, you know, you feel me? Atlanta fans, all I'm saying is, if you was rooting for them niggas and you thought this was the year, they goddamn it, Josh Howard and you know, Al Crawford and them was going to break out and come over
man,
there and stuff.
Fuck that,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying? You know, you might just want to get your mash on about the Hawks. Whatever, man. I don't care what it is. The whole point of the shit is, man, you feel me? This is Mash a Motherfucker Monday, you feel me? And this every motherfucker Monday, nigga, since the beginning of the week, everybody hate Mondays around this motherfucker. You can call in and just mash on whatever topic, whoever you want to, you feel me? All right? And when you get ready to mash on their motherfucking ass, you tell me, we're going to, this our mash the motherfucker sound.
Yeah!
Goddamn 1, 2, 3 combo punch that motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So when you call in, I'm going to be like, yo, you want to mash the motherfucker? Tell me what it is. I'm going to be like,
yeah!
Motherfucker, hit him with a 1, 2, 3 combo. All right?
Lay his ass down.
And, you already know, if you already been listening, you already motherfucking know, nigga. If it's just to the point where they just really need to be mashed. You already know.
Keep
you kill
that 40 on deck, nigga.
All right? You feel me? Mash a motherfucking Monday. Now, for all my first-time listeners, you understand what I'm saying? We only got one rule here at K100, okay? And that's be real at all times. Any fake shit, we feel you being fake. We feel like you ain't keeping it 100 with us. You're saying some shit that, you know, sounds politically correct, or you just want to say what's popular, the popular opinion about anything. Of course, you automatically will get killed on the show. We're going to fill your ass up with some motherfucking hot lead, all
right? Right out on you.
You dig? Okay? That's exactly what's going to happen to your ass over here at K100. All right? Now, the number to call in to the show is 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. Remember, if you want to holler at us, hit the number 1 on your keypad. You feel me? You can also listen to us at the actual website, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right? So make sure y'all get at us, okay? Now, oh, also, if you on Facebook, please do a Facebook search and find the Facebook page, K-100 Internet Radio. All right? When you do it, it's a, you know what I did, dog? I did a search on Facebook. I got to tell you this shit. I did a motherfucking Facebook search. God damn it, it's a motherfucking country station with our name, homie. We ain't the first motherfuckers that pop up. motherfucking country station and some goddamn Southwestern show. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. I was kind of goddamn pissed off about that. But we just started. It's only week three, nigga. By the time the end of this year, nigga, we will be the motherfucking number one thing that pop up. When you do the goddamn search.
K100.
All right.
AKA, keep it being Frank.
All right. You understand what I'm saying? So we going to, let's see, have we covered all the basics?
We ain't covered all the basics.
What's the basics? What up?
Hey, to all y'all independent artists, man.
Oh, yeah.
If you if you got music and everything that you want to send up to us at K100, shoot an address, man.
Right. Once again, I don't know how I forgot that part. This is a platform for independent artists. We are a talk show, and we also spin music from independent artists. You know what I'm saying? We don't spin big name artists because basically they already got our support and the help they need. So we showing love to the underground, rap and R&B, okay? So if you want to send us your music, artist, if you want to get your interview on and send us your music so we can play it, the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. That's k100radio. That's all one word, letter K, the number 100 radio, k100radio@gmail.com. Hit us up, send us your MP3, send us a link to where we can find you and look at your online presence, where your MySpace page, your Facebook, your Reverb Nation, your Ning, whatever site where we can connect you and the listeners to. We'll put it on the page. You understand what I'm saying? We'll show you some love, and we'll also spin your music and give you an interview. All we ask that you embed the K100 player on either one of your pages so we can help us cross-promote, all right? Favor on favor. You understand what I'm saying? Because we know, you know, it's kind of hard with the money out there for the independents, so we showing love. It ain't going to cost you nothing but a copy and a paste, all right? That's what's up. K100radio@gmail.com. Oh, also, listeners, if you got something that you say, if you feel like you wanted to discuss with us and you're not on Facebook, let's just say you call from wherever, you email us also and say, look, I want to talk about this. And, hey, we'll fit it into the show, all right? If it's something hot, if it's something controversial, we'll put it in the show. Now, like I said, we started on Facebook, and this was a Facebook group and a page, so we get most of our subject matter off what's going on Facebook. We go through the Facebook pages. We look and see what people are talking about. If it's something crunk, if it's got like a whole bunch of comments, it's real divided and real divisive, we're going to go ahead and bring it up on the show. But today is motherfucking Mashing Motherfucker Monday.
Yeah! Also, ladies.
Yeah.
I got just one thing to say to the ladies.
Go ahead.
I hope all y'all had a happy Mother's Day yesterday.
Yes.
You understand me? If your baby daddy didn't get you nothing, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? You hit it from Blizz and motherfucking P-Rage itself, ladies. Happy Mother's Day, because every day is a Mother's Day to y'all.
That's
and
right.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to mash them niggas today, you just call up here and holler at us.
Yeah! Motherfucking baby daddy didn't get you nothing? I ain't even gonna ask if your husband got you nothing, because, nigga, if your husband didn't get your motherfucking ass
you
nothing...
You need to pull that 40 out.
Kill that nigga and goddamn it, find you a good lawyer. Because he gave that other bitch the goddamn Mother's Day gift, okay?
Yeah.
If he forgot you on Mother's Day, if y'all got kids, you understand what I'm saying? If y'all got kids and you married or you got a long-time boyfriend and this motherfucking nigga didn't get you nothing?
Nothing?
Nigga, nothing?
Nothing?
What did he do that? Kill that motherfucking nigga, baby. You understand what I'm saying? That's controlling, and that's just bullshit right there. If all you niggas out here that didn't even call your motherfucking mama, all y'all females that didn't even call your mama, you understand what I'm saying, on Mother's Day? Regardless of, I don't give a fuck what y'all got going on, nigga. You ain't even holler at your mama on Mother's Day, nigga. Fuck, nigga, you wouldn't be here, nigga. Bitch ass nigga. Fuck you talking about? You don't call, even if y'all done fell out today, happy Mother's Day, shoot him a text. All right.
But also, man, this is also just like I just said, man, happy Mother's Day to the lady. And this is a real talk, real life, real radio, K100. Please believe that.
All right. So without further ado, now I got people on my lines, but no one's hitting number one. I guess everybody's life is motherfucking perfect around this bitch.
No, you know what the thing is?
What?
You know, we got our 8 callers. But you know, our 9 o'clock callers will be calling
in.
Oh,
yeah. You know everybody. Yeah, a lot of people calling after the fact. You feel me? But I guess that, hold on. I see one of our regulars on the line.
Oh, you got a Metro caller.
Yeah. This one of our regulars on the line.
Let's go.
Candy.
You on now?
What's up?
Candy, what's happening, baby? What's going on with you?
Nothing. I want to mash my ex-boyfriend. Oh, my God. This nigga keeps texting me, asking me to send him pictures, texts of my pussy so he can beat his meat.
And he
damn. Shit like twice a week. You know?
Hold on.
He's killing me. Hold on, let me mash his motherfucking bitch ass first.
Nigga. Nigga.
And the crazy thing about it, he got a bitch at home. You know what I'm saying? Him and that bitch need to work through their problems or whatever. I don't know if the pussy was just that good to him. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
He just texts me like every other day asking for pussy shots so he could beat his meat.
Maybe he goddamn just missed the pussy, man. I mean, you know, Candy, you know, you kind of, what, matter of fact, one more, I forgot about, you know what I'm saying, this the homegirl. That's right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got to throw the applause in for Candy, you know what I'm saying? Candy, one of the motherfucking gangster bitches we love over here at K100. To death, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But damn, the nigga, I mean, shit. I mean, look,
oh
look.
Oh, my God.
If he doing that, I'm gonna tell you, it can only be one or two things. You feel me?
What is it?
Either that bitch ain't getting him no pussy, or she ain't hitting like you hitting. You feel me? He missed that old school pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is.
Exactly.
There's only two reasons why he would do that, Shawty. You feel me?
He missed the pussy. Just
right.
Sum it up. He missed the pussy.
That's what it is.
He just missed the pussy. You
right.
Know what it is.
But it's
damn.
Crazy, though.
I don't know.
But I just want y'all to mash that nigga for me. You know
all right.
Man?
Well, once again, for Candy.
Yeah!
Nigga, goddamn 1-2-3 combination on them, one of the Mayweather combos on that nigga. Real quick, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What? That's for all you niggas out there still trying to get some goddamn pussy flicks from your ex because you goddamn too scared to ask your new lady for. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you, nigga.
Hey, she probably ain't going for it. She probably can't bust it open right
now. Hey, that's, see, now here we go again, nigga. You need to goddamn get with somebody that's on your level of freakiness, all right? Don't be just getting with a new bitch, and you know what I'm saying? If your last motherfucker
was right.
Nigga, don't be just
that's
picking
what I
the old class. Come on, nigga, how you gonna leave goddamn, you know, go from a bench to goddamn focus, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It don't work.
Don't work, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit don't work.
You can't put 22s on everything.
No, you can't do it.
You can't do it.
So look, hey, we mashing for you, Candy. All right. You ain't got nobody else you want to... Hey, keep listening. If you think anybody else you want to mash, one of them hating-ass bitches or some shit that's going on, you feel
right.
me? You know what I'm saying? Just chime in. You know, hit the number one. God damn it. We're going to mash their motherfucking ass for you. All right, baby?
Okay.
Or if somebody say some bullshit on here today, you want to mash their asses, hit the number one. All right. Stand by, all right?
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Yo, that's one of our favorite callers, man. Candy always be keeping that shit 100, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Candy,
you know what
girl.
I mean? God damn, she said that nigga. She said the nigga keep calling, asking her for pussy flicks.
Hey,
damn.
And you know what? I was like, I was like, what? That pussy might look good.
It might do. But god damn,
I'm just saying.
But you know what though? I ain't gonna lie. One thing about it, man. Especially, I'm gonna tell y'all something, ladies. Anybody listening? You feel me? Let me go ahead and put a little bit of game in y'all ear before we go to the next caller.
In your ear hole.
You know what I'm saying? One thing about a nigga, if a nigga broke up with y'all, we broke up with y'all and we broke up for whatever reason, but the nigga really didn't want to break up, say you caught the nigga cheating or whatever, and you left that nigga, a nigga going to always kind of miss, going to always want to still mash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He going to always want to see that ass, hit that pussy. He going to always want to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you broke up with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, if that nigga left your ass, you feel me? That's different. But when you
he
leave a nigga.
No pussy shots if he
right. But when you leave a nigga, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
He ain't got no ground.
Hey, man. You know, the nigga still be running. You know, he want that throwback.
Yeah. He ain't got no ground.
That's how niggas is. You feel what I'm saying? That's just keep it 100. Every time a female break up with the dude, the dude always want to come back and mash that old school. You know what I'm saying? It's rare that he find and that he totally move on, especially if he really used to like mashing it and he really didn't want to break up. You dig? He going to want to mash that old school. He going to want to mash that throwback.
Hey, but what happened is she left and she know your dick was on fire too.
Oh.
She calling you.
Oh, yeah. They going to want, she going to want to mash it.
All right, then. Yeah. We got to keep that shit spread.
I mean,
out.
Matter of fact, he right. That go both ways. If you left the motherfucking brawl for whatever fucking reason, and
she cheated.
Cause y'all cheat.
Yeah.
One more motherfucking time, goddammit. Women cheat just as much as niggas. All right.
Okay.
So
this is my thing. If I don't understand when motherfuckers do cheat, if both of y'all cheat, why the fuck y'all get mad? Both of y'all doing the same thing. You just gotta respect that shit.
Well, you know, some motherfuckers just want to have their cake and eat it too. That's all it is. That's very simple. Some motherfuckers want to add AK.
Man, it's K100, man. If they keep that shit 100, it'll be all right.
Yeah, but that, I mean, shit. That ain't keeping it 100, but yeah. Goddamn. Hey, we trying to tell y'all, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
I know you. You know me.
If you cheating on your bitch, man, I mean, you catch that motherfucking broad cheating on you, nigga. Don't beat her up now. Don't beat her up. What you gonna beat up for? Oh, matter of fact, nigga, the nigga downstairs from me, that nigga got locked up for beating that nigga. He was beating the hell out of this old lady, home. I said, damn. The goddamn neighbor up under me next to him came outside. She called the police on the nigga. I was like, damn, you know, I don't like to get involved and shit. But goddamn, it ain't no guy. She went ahead and flipped the phone out and hit 911. They came and locked that nigga. That happened downstairs tonight. You know what I'm saying? And I don't live in the hood. This type of shit I'm talking about. I'm paying too much motherfucking money. Well, I'm at my motherfucking spot, goddammit. Goddamn, how that kind of crazy shit going on.
Man, that shit go on everywhere.
I know, I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Goddammit. See, they, and you know what?
Nigga, might, she might have had some shit on her phone. You'll never know what it is.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he might be a jealous nigga.
You drag ass.
Jealousy is a waste of emotion, man. Please believe that shit.
Actually,
if your girl doing something, man, and you don't approve of it, just go to her and let her know. Nigga, don't put your hands on her, man. That shit ain't what the motherfucking business
all
is.
All you niggas, all you soft ass niggas out there beating your motherfucking girl up, nigga. Puss ass nigga. Come on, man. I mean, goddamn, you literally just beating the broad up. Fuck, nigga, for real. I mean, I can understand, you know, she popping that motherfucking Yahoo, and you got to goddamn fold up real quick and push her ass on the motherfucking couch and sit on her chest, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand that,
you know, let her know. What the fuck the business is, but goddamn, nigga, I thought the nigga was killing the broad, you know, and I don't like to get involved with shit, but I said, damn, I ain't want to goddamn be, I ain't want the bitch to turn
nigga
up dead.
Nigga got that motherfucker, nigga got that bitch moving some furniture with
him. Dog, that shit was crazy. Then the lady that lived right next to him came outside, and she was like, do you hear that? I was like, yeah. That bitch got on the phone ASAP and was like, oh, hell no.
It could have been some yellow tape down that bitch when I came over.
Right. Police came over and locked that nigga up in about 15 minutes. I guess I didn't get a chance to see how the girl ended up looking, but I guess as soon as they came in, that motherfucker, as soon as they got here, you feel me? They pulled up. Actually, man, this shit was still going on. So, you know, they banged on the door and entered the premises ASAP. And he was in the goddamn back of the car about 2 minutes after they opened the door. So
he must
have really, that's fucked up, you know. But anyway, back to the subject at hand, you know. Matter of fact, that's why I want to motherfucking mash. I want to mash on motherfucking niggas that got there beat the shit out of their motherfucking girl, goddammit. Nigga!
Yeah!
That's for your pussy ass, nigga. Soft ass, nigga. Come on, nigga, man.
It is killing because you're chipping your bitch teeth. You're fucking up her eyes.
I mean, damn.
All that shit. You don't take a motherfucking dime and turn the motherfucker into a 5.5. What's wrong with you, nigga?
And
you're pulling her hair out like you're a broad fighting a bitch, man.
I mean, it didn't look like it. The shorty was kind of cute, too, man. Little broad, that diner.
Hey.
I don't know what she looked like now, but
hey,
boy.
That's something knocking at your door?
You know what I'm saying?
It happened.
I don't know. So, hey, look, call us. Hit us up. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, hit the number one. You got anybody you want to motherfucking
mash?
Let us know. You understand what I'm saying? Anything. Your coworkers, your favorite football team, your baby mama, your goddamn kids. Because you know you can't mash them. They locking niggas up for mashing their kids. Now you can't even whoop the kids around this bitch halfway. Well, we can in the South. All you motherfuckers listening from up north, sorry. I went to motherfucking Minnesota. Little goddamn lady yelled at her goddamn kid. The bitch called the goddamn police on her. Fuck.
Hey, man, look at him.
Where they do that?
Hey, look at him.
I beat the hell out of my kids.
If you see somebody whooping their motherfucking kid ass, man, that kid might need that ass whooping. Because what's going to happen is, if you don't chastise these kids right now, who knows when they get 15, 16, 17, they're going to be motherfucking snatching your pocketbooks, breaking in your motherfucking houses, or doing some bullshit to you. So
another motherfucker that we going to mash on the mug. We're going to just mash everything we don't like. We just mashing you motherfuckers today. So a motherfucker, another group of people that we gonna motherfucking mash. God damn it, if you got badass motherfucking kids, but you walk around this motherfucker like you don't want to with them because that's abuse.
Yeah!
Bitch, mash those motherfuckers. Alright? Mash their little asses. Before they grow up and mash me at the goddamn ATM, you stupid bitch.
Yeah!
Hey, fuck. If you know what that happened, you know what I'm gonna pull out on their motherfucking ass.
Yeah, you don't want them to get really hurt.
Yeah.
Possibly killed.
Yeah. Hey.
Because what's gonna happen is, that's what's going to happen fucking with us.
Hey, man.
You might be saving the ass. Right?
Yeah, real talk. Because, nigga, when you see me out in the streets, you know, and I hate to say it like this, check bro rap sheet, nigga.
Hey. Rough, man. Rough for these haters
shit,
out here.
Shit, flatline your ass.
All right. Up. Yo, 347-934-0966. Man, I got all kind of callers on the line and ain't nobody hitting number one. Everybody. All y'all, what the fuck? All y'all living a perfect life around this bitch? All y'all motherfuckers happy? Damn it. The fuck is wrong with y'all? I know somebody
you know,
want to mash.
What? Look, they don't want to mash, but if we were talking about which bitch sucked dick the best.
We already know which one sucked dick the best.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you'll get your ass popping off. You know what I'm saying? Who fucking and where they fucking?
Hey.
You gonna get some hand raising up.
Yeah, you know. But it's all good, though. Look, so matter of fact, somebody just hit their motherfucking hand. Let's see. Oh, I think it's one of the K-100 officers. Major, this you, Major?
Man, what's going on with you, Blue?
What's going on? Major Willie Mays Hayes from the K-100 office, one of the K-100 officers from the K-100 Army. What's going on, homie? Who you want to mash on today, dog?
Nigga, I need to mash my manager at work. This motherfucker that rejected my time sheet, so he was fucking with my money.
Oh, hell no. Hold up.
He beat that point.
Immediately, nigga?
Yeah!
We ain't got to talk no more, nigga. What? The money, nigga.
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Fucking with a nigga money, nigga.
What, man? I tell you, crackers, man. You know, well, you know, you already know how crackers is. Think they can do anything and treat you any kind of way.
Man, you know.
When I talked to him about it last Friday, he gonna take the day off.
Damn.
So now I called him today. He go, oh, my, it was my error, my bad, you know. That's how he talks, like he got a stick up his ass or something, you know.
Oh, the nigga
hand
catcher.
So, I'm saying, so he still ain't straightened the nigga yet?
Well, he claimed he got it straightened out, but I'll find out Wednesday when I get back to work, you know.
Damn. What the fuck, man?
I'm going to get paid Friday. If I don't see my money, you know, it's really going to be the problem.
You motherfucking right, nigga. Hey. God damn it. Hey, one thing about that, dog, I ain't mad at you. Motherfucker, when we're coming out and playing about the motherfucking money, nigga, you might have to goddamn show that motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? Just cop that bitch back and show him.
I'm already on Instagram, man, so I need to get on here and look for, put my resume in to some other places, because I might not be there.
You ain't lying. No, don't nobody play about the motherfucking money, man. Don't nobody play about their goddamn money. All right, don't nobody work for free around this bitch.
Nobody.
You understand?
I'm gonna get paid anyway. Shit.
Hell yeah. Well, shit, Major. We already goddamn did it for you, but one more time for the motherfucking boss, man. Man. Bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck is wrong with you, man? I'm playing with nobody's motherfucking money. We mashing on your motherfucking ass. Hey, that's a legitimate concern right there, Major. Hold on. I got somebody else. Now everybody raising their hand. I guess everybody realizing, goddamn it, it is some fuck shit going on in their life.
All right. Man,
hey, stay on the line, Major. Hold on. Got another one of the officers calling in. You did? Lieutenant Key, what's happening, baby? Colonel Key. My bad. Colonel Key.
Key, what's happening?
Let me kill myself. I forgot she got promoted to Colonel.
You got them stripes up right now.
What's happening? What you got? Who you got to mash on today?
Man, we gonna have to mash dude with Candy again. I'm so sick of that bullshit. Niggas always trying to go back. And then get the fuck on. Get your new bitch on point.
So you got the ex trying to goddamn get the pussy still too, huh?
Nigga, what? X is with an S on it, with the ES on it.
Damn. You got two or three of them niggas trying to get it still?
Shit. What the?
Well, hold on. Before we go any further, let me go ahead and mash that motherfucking nigga.
Yeah!
God damn it. Sick combo, that nigga. All right? The fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with these niggas? God damn it, can't let the pussy go, man.
Man, look at y'all. You can't hate it for physical goods. You can dream about that
shit. Okay, let me ask you this right here. How long has it been since y'all broke up? You feel me? That do matter a little bit now.
One of them, it's been about 9 years.
Damn!
Oh, shit!
9 years?
And he's about to get married. He's about to get married again. He's about to get engaged.
Damn! That nigga thinking about that pussy 9 years later?
Hey.
Damn, she I don't even want to think about what she did after 9 years, nigga. That's a motherfucker memory lapse.
God damn, boy, that's goddamn still reminiscing on some high school pussy.
Yeah.
God damn. Fuck, man.
This nigga bro. What the hell?
Damn. One of them. What about the other nigga? God damn. What, 9 years? Hold on. One more time. Let me hold on. Let me mash that nigga again.
Yeah.
Nigga, you ain't found no good pussy in 9 years, nigga? You ain't found no replacement pussy in 9 years, nigga?
He might have found some good one, but it wasn't mine though. That's the difference.
Nah,
he
fuck
good,
that.
But he still calling you back.
Fuck that. Hey, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying. Hold on. Let me get a clarification. Everybody listening, my phone's kind of getting full. Let me get a clarification. We ain't talking about if you had a badass motherfucker back in the day. You understand what I'm saying?
You out at
the motherfucking club and you see that motherfucking nigga, she looking right. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't hit it a long time. You like, ooh, nigga, that motherfucker.
Yeah, you might. Yeah.
We ain't talking about, nigga. You literally
sitting at home thinking about the motherfucker.
Thinking about the motherfucking pussy, nigga. Hold on, nigga. For you niggas out there still thinking, sitting at home, literally trying to really, really, really get back with the old school throwback pussy from 9 years ago.
Bro, you know what's still funny?
Hold on. God damn, nigga.
What's funny about it, after 9 years, the nigga still got another.
You know, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. Matter of motherfucking fact.
Uh-oh.
Let me rewind this motherfucking shit.
Uh-oh.
After 9 motherfucking years.
We were still cool, though. You know, we were still cool. But I'm like, you know, I ain't digging you like that no more. We could be cool, but nigga, stop trying to get the pussy because it's not going to happen.
So you did keep in contact with the nigga. You keep the nigga hope.
Yeah, we stayed in contact. Man, look. I'm just saying.
Here we go.
No, I'm saying.
Get to the bottom of it.
Oh, this is legal. This is legal, nigga.
But I can do that shit. Fuck that. I don't give a damn.
Hey, you can do that. Well, why you playing with a nigga and got there playing games and shit like he might get something? Now, you know you can't do that. Colonel.
Nigga, stop. That nigga know it ain't gonna be, man. He just wanted to be something. They called me last week. If you out in the air, nigga, I'm out with somebody else. No.
It must have been some motherfucking foul going on in there.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
He must have did some shit that you can't really turn around because, you know, a woman will still be cool with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I want her back. You know what I'm saying? I done been married and everything since then. You know, speaking of that, my ex husband still, of course. But, you know, it's all crazy.
So you got that's 2 years ago. Damn, 2 years? Nigga, that's still long. You already went too far with the 9. You can't top 9 years. I mean, 2 years, goddamn. 2 years still too goddamn long to still be trying to goddamn get back, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, that nigga is wasting his oxygen, his time, his life.
Everything.
And now, if you ain't got the pussy, nothing, that nigga ain't gonna give up. That nigga's a dog hard, I'm gonna get that pussy fan. I believe that's what it is.
Hold on, we gonna mash it one more time for you, Kiba. Hold on, just coming with a disclaimer. Hold up.
Yeah!
But you cannot keep fucking leading this nigga on. Next time you change your motherfucking number.
Hold on.
Next time you change your motherfucking number, don't give it to him if you don't want to goddamn be aggravated. Cause he obviously gonna try and get that pussy. That's one of the motherfucking times when your goddamn mom and your auntie went to the goddamn family reunion and the family friend, they all 40 years old. That nigga still trying to goddamn come
damn,
up
damn,
to
damn, damn.
he must know her.
Hey, they gonna be 45 years old. That nigga still gonna be trying to get that pussy so bad.
Hold on, I got a mash. You know I got the mash.
This
regular ass post office. You know I hate this place.
Oh hell! Oh,
ain't that?
Yeah. Right.
No, look, we need to kill that ass. We need a cop and
squeeze
on that ass.
Right. Fuck that job. Fuck those.
All the people saying the post office so gravy, this and that, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, they
do. I hate this place.
The only good thing they do is pay you good. They pay you good.
They pay you good. Now, I give them that much.
They pay you. They pay the airline chain. A nigga ain't hurting for no money. But goddamn it, them some motherfuckers.
For real.
They pay a nigga. That's it. Fuck them. All right, Key. I got a whole bunch of people raising their hands. Stay on
the
line. Yeah,
because I got to get back to work. I am at work.
All right.
Hey, wait.
One time for the working ladies. All right, Key. Stay on the line. Alright, 404-569, who you want to mash on Mash a Motherfucker Mondays?
Mondays.
Hey, man, look here. Hey, take them stripes back from that girl, man. She ain't keeping it real, dog. Playing with that man. She knows she's playing with that man. Take them stripes back, dog.
Hold on. Look. We did tell her that she can't be fucking flirting with the nigga, man. You already, we done told her.
Hey,
he can't be leading the nigga on.
But that's right.
You know what I'm saying? 9 years later, how many times you done changed numbers in 9 years, Colonel? And you keep
God damn
him,
right.
And you keep giving him the number.
Damn, he give that nigga the number. Playing with that nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, hey, nigga,
but hold on. Who this is? This Fred on the line, eh?
Yeah.
What's up, Fred? What's up, my nigga?
Hey, Fred, let me tell you something. If you done broke up with a broad man and you ain't got that pussy in 2 years, nigga, don't waste three, nigga, because you're out of there, nigga.
Hey, it's over, nigga. Shit, let it go. Shit.
Yes, sir.
Let it go.
I mean, look, man, but look, one thing about it, even still, the nigga still goddamn chasing, regardless. If she gave the nigga the number, not, that nigga still goddamn chasing that pussy.
Yeah, he did his ass need to get mad, too, like he did, shit, with that
right,
bullshit.
Right.
Nine motherfucking years.
9 years, nigga. You ain't got no new pussy yet to replace that pussy?
Hey, that nigga must ain't got no new game, man, or something.
No.
But you know, you got to switch up, too, man.
I mean, I know. I seen, you know, she got a dunk back there. She might got some good pussy and everything, but goddamn, 9 years, the hell with that shit.
9 years, dog. It don't weigh right, dog.
Hell with that.
Ain't hitting the scale right, dog.
So, hey, what's up? Hey, homeboy, who you want to mash on? Who you want to mash on?
Who I want to mash on, dog? Huh?
Yeah, who you want to mash on?
Motherfucking Bay County, motherfucking courthouse, nigga. That's what I want to mash on.
Hell, act like it is, bro.
Hold on.
I'm doing
it before.
Hey,
sir, hold on.
Yeah.
Fuck the law.
Yeah.
What's the problem? What they did to you now? How they got you caught up, my nigga?
Oh, I'm good now, shit. For the, that's for the past, present, and future, maybe, shit. Fuck them.
All right, so we mashed on the motherfucking Bay County, Florida. That's Panama City, for y'all don't know. The Panama City, Bay County, Florida court system. They got mashed on the show today. I got the
hell
issue.
Right.
It should be 1,000 motherfuckers on the line. Every D-boy, every nigga on child support, every mother, everybody should be mashing their motherfucking ass. You understand what I'm saying?
Goddamn right.
Hell motherfucking yeah. You feel me? That's them. They really need to get mashed on. Well, hey, we mashed them for you, my nigga. We finna go to the next caller, all right?
I bet.
Hey, stay on the line. We're going to talk about some shit, all right?
All right.
Let's get it. Yo, 678, get at me. 571.
Hello?
Caller, you on air? You on air? Who's this?
Hey, this is 1.5, a.k.a. Coco Spoon.
1.5.
Yes, sir. What's happening, Coco?
Woo! 1.5.
1.5.
1.5, go good with the refund.
Hey. Yeah, what's going on with you, baby?
Ain't
you, is this the first time you on the show?
Yeah, I was actually calling. First of all, I want to give you a shout-out and P-Reg a shout-out for doing something positive and, you know, holding on to, you know, what y'all want to do and reaching out to the community. So,
right, that's what's up.
You guys a shout-out.
Well, hold on. Before you go, hold on. First time calling for that shout-out. You get a round of applause for supporting us. For showing us love, you feel what I'm saying? We really appreciate that.
And we love you,
you know
back.
What I'm saying? We love you back. You understand? Everybody that's calling us, all everybody listening online, everybody that's downloading the show, all our Facebook family, and everybody that's just fucking with us, man, we appreciate that. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. And it's coming from a person who really, you know, listens to reality TV shows and all that. So it's quite entertaining, too. So shout out to y'all for that.
That's what's up. So look, you don't call who you want to mash on. Who you going to mash on?
I want to mash people who are ungrateful about, you know, their jobs, always complaining and stuff like that, and the situation where there's a lot of folks out there who don't have jobs and, you know, losing their family, cars and homes and stuff like that, and they be complaining about little stuff. So I want to mash on ungrateful folks.
God damn it, man.
Yeah!
You just mashed on me. You realize I just was talking about a fucking job on the air? Damn it. How you gonna call my show and mash on me?
Hey, I'm just saying,
paying your bills, so you know, as long as it's paying your bills, make it do what it do.
Now, you know what though, for real, I'm not ungrateful at all, but I will call a spade, you feel what I'm saying? I mean, I go to work, you know what I'm saying, you feel me? I'm grateful for that little gig, you know what I'm saying? 60 G's a year for doing basically nothing. Who the fuck don't want that? You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's with no overtime. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, they pay a nigga around that motherfucker. One thing about them, they don't mind cutting the check. You feel me? But it's just a lot of petty shit that go on. But I am not ungrateful. I'm glad, goddamn it afforded me just a comfort zone to where I know at least a nigga can pay the bills. And all the extra shit come with whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, the show, the music, and all that shit, you understand? Until a nigga make it in this game, until this shit is way successful, so we can quit those motherfucking regular gigs and get some real money coming in from our other endeavors that we've been going on, you feel me? Uh-huh. Until the label starts, until we start selling wild records, until the show gets on XM or goddamn it, whatever, you understand what I'm saying? Then we're going to have to goddamn provide for our family. We want to pay our child support. We got to keep a roof over our head, pay for these whips and these rims, you understand what I'm saying? You feel me?
Pay for
goddamn going out to eat. You feel me? Yeah, all that shit. You feel me? So, no, I'm not ungrateful at all. You know what I'm saying? But, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? If your motherfucking job do consist of a lot of bullshit, like my homeboy called and he said, the motherfucker don't even want to goddamn pay him on time. Goddamn. You understand what I'm saying?
You got a mash on him.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem now. As long as you're taking that all time, then I don't have no complaints. I can deal with the rest of it. But, you know, just the motherfucker just be complaining about stuff that really, real petty, that bothers me.
It does. Well, yeah, goddamn, we go. Hey, it's mashing money. It's whatever you want to mash on. So, goddamn it, once again, for you motherfuckers out there that got a job and you motherfucking complaining like my motherfucking ass when you could be in the motherfucking
like
unemployment line, goddamn it.
Yeah!
Goddamn it, that's a 3-piece for your ass, nigga, with a biscuit. All right?
That's what's up.
Fuck my job. Hey, all right, hey, appreciate you calling in, though, for real, real talk.
No problem.
All right.
Bye.
You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, ladies, if y'all motherfuckers weren't listening, y'all should have been ill-hustling. Y'all heard Blizz say what he make a year with no overtime.
I ain't even say that out loud.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfucker fuck with these niggas that's making goddamn $5,000 or $10,000 a year, $11,000 a year. Bitch, you better do something.
I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Hey, ladies, if you knew better, you'll do better.
But
call
no, real, I feel, but you know what? I feel what she's saying though, because it is a lot of motherfuckers I unemployed. It's motherfuckers that would love to get that motherfucking little boot, that gig I got, man. You feel me?
But
you know what I'm saying, with benefits and all, you know what I'm saying, nigga? You know, nigga, we right. I ain't gonna front. Ain't nobody in that motherfucker hurting. Ain't nobody, ain't no goddamn hookers in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, you know, I already know.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You know what I mean? So, you know, everybody around there making a decent living unless they just really bad with money around that bitch. But the motherfucking management in that motherfucking place is horrendous, nigga.
Like
they
my motherfucking J.O.B.
You know what I'm saying? They are idiots. They are some of the dumbest motherfuckers. And it's one of them jobs where it don't go by how smart and how intelligent and how up to date with technology you are. It go by, goddamn it, when they want to motherfucker who fucked who 10 years ago, who sucked who dick. Back in the day, you feel me? Who goddamn auntie is goddamn?
Oh, they got
all that throwback goddamn.
Post office academy up there.
Yeah. It ain't no goddamn. Is it? You know what I'm saying? The smart, bright motherfucking young up and comers don't make it in that motherfucker. It's the old school. All they do, motherfuckers don't retire from that bitch. Motherfuckers in their knee. These motherfuckers come to work with a walker, nigga, because that goddamn shit so grave. If you don't work hard in the bitch, the shit easy. But it's goddamn people and the motherfuckers, the little petty shit they got there to take you through. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But I understand what the caller said. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is grateful to Brian, this motherfucker, to have a steady income because you could have got laid off. You could have been on that oil rig that blew the fuck up. You could have been one of them coal miners that got blew the fuck up. All kind of goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying I'm ungrateful for goddamn having a gig. I got the gig. I got the label. I got the radio show, nigga. I'm riding this motherfucker getting it. I'm a
motherfucking
hustler.
Hey, motherfucker,
you know what I'm saying?
I am chainless.
You know what I'm saying? We getting it.
Sorry, P. Ray, nigga.
Holler at me, huh? We getting around this motherfucker, man. Don't get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We ain't ungrateful for nothing we got going on. I'm grateful for my motherfucking label, my music. I'm grateful I can get the people what they want with the music. I'm grateful for having the income to provide for my bills. I'm grateful for this motherfucking new show we doing. All that shit. But goddamn it, there's some bullshit going on. Fuck that. Goddamn it.
Yeah!
That's for like about 5 or 6 supervisors at that motherfucker.
One time for all the D-boys out there who keeping it moving, man, around with that motherfucking time of their Trump, man, doing the same thing, man. Keep your head up, partner.
Real talk. You understand what I'm saying? Hold on. Lieutenant Keith, I'm gonna play a song, but I think Lieutenant Keith hit 3 because she was the one that brought this shit about the job. I think she wanted to respond to the last caller. I mean, Colonel Keith, Colonel.
Hey, Blue, can't be putting
our
salary on blast.
My bad.
though you were
lowballing. Yeah, but you know, hey, that's because I don't do no goddamn overtime. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? I know some of them niggas in there bring home six figures. You know what I'm saying? Working 8 hours a week. Fuck
hey,
that.
Look,
I got shit going on. I can't be in there like that.
Man, look. I'm grateful that shit get my bills paid. I got me a nice ass crib and shit. But I'm mad at them, you know what I'm saying? Since I done got hurt in this bitch, ain't nothing worth your health. I don't care, you know, how much money or whatever. If you fuck with your health, it ain't even worth it.
You're right. You're right. I feel you. Well, hold on. I'm gonna hang up. You got. I'm gonna hang up with you, Colonel, because you got a lot of noise in the background. But yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
God damn it. Fuck a goddamn 9 to 5. We some creative-minded motherfuckers over here, nigga. We need to be getting paid for this shit. But in the meantime, hey, nigga gotta eat. You understand what I'm saying? Your nigga gotta motherfucking eat. So, in honor of Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, we're gonna play a lot of goddamn violent music today, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say it like that.
I mean, what the fuck? What? It is what it is.
Violent fight music?
Yeah, fight music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll have that record coming to y'all by the end of next week. Violent fight music.
No, for real. Stay on the line, man. We got to spin this motherfucking music. God damn it. One time for my motherfucking cousin, goddamn 6'8", doing that long time in the motherfucking feds, my nigga.
Yes,
I'm going to play this motherfucking record by him, my nigga, because he would. He one of the motherfucking niggas fuck talking about mashing the motherfucker. That nigga going ASAP, nigga.
Yeah!
Feed a nigga a goddamn 6-piece, nigga, not 3. ASAP, one of the realest niggas I ever know. He's doing some low numbers in the feds, my nigga. That's my motherfucking family, nigga. I miss him to death, my nigga. Who the fuck want to fight, nigga? Who want to fight one-on-one, nigga? This who the hell, nigga?
What's up,
seen him put that ass
yeah.
on. Look at that nigga.
I see it.
You see that nigga?
Yeah, nigga.
Get that nigga the fuck
in. Get that push ass nigga coming.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Know what I'm saying?
Huh?
What the fuck I want you to do?
That's what I want you to do, nigga.
You see that nigga left, right, and yeah.
Yeah.
That's motherfucking my nigga, my people, 6'8", South Park, you know what I'm saying? From the Super Hard album. It's an oldie but goodie around the motherfucking way, around the motherfucking hood where I'm from. You understand what I'm saying? That's one of them songs you used to get niggas in the club and want to got them on there and just mash a motherfucking nigga, just knock a motherfucking nigga ass out. You understand what I'm saying? I miss my motherfucking dog, man. So I want to mash real quick on the motherfucking feds, nigga.
Yeah!
Fuck the feds, nigga. Took my motherfucking niggas off the streets, nigga, all this goddamn time, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Didn't even catch them, nigga. You had to get snitching-ass niggas. Puss-ass motherfucker. Do your motherfucking job, bitch.
Yeah!
I cocked your ass down, you fat. That's for every motherfucking nigga that called a conspiracy charge, bitch. Puss-ass crackers can't do their motherfucking job. Gotta get other niggas to tell on them. Fuck you, bitch. Do your motherfucking job. Snitch-ass niggas. Snitch-ass niggas.
Yeah!
Fuck niggas. Yeah. That's on everything I love, bitch. K100. You understand what I'm saying?
One time for my nigga Otto, man, and them feds too also, man. You know what I'm talking about, nigga? Got a long time up in that bitch, nigga. We miss y'all, yo. Because you hold that whole 3 down over there. You know what I'm saying? West side too, nigga. You know I know.
Right.
One time for my goddamn big bro. You know what I'm saying? Holloway, nigga, keep your head up down now. I know you in the drain, nigga, in the hole for fucking them niggas up down now. But you know, little bro got you out here, man. Every time you touch down, boy, you know how we do.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, the number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. If you want to email us, it's k100radio@gmail.com. If you got a topic or if you're an artist that want to submit your music for play and get yourself interviewed on the show live, you understand what I'm saying? No charge to you. You feel me? Just holler at us. You dig what I'm saying? All right? You feel me? Now, once again, this is Mash the Motherfucking Monday.
Yeah!
And anybody that calls into the motherfucking show, you understand what I'm saying? Let us know who you want to mash on, who you want to bum on today. You understand what I'm saying? Until motherfuckers start hitting the motherfucking lines of niggas, we going to keep mashing on anything we can goddamn think of. You feel what I'm saying? Whatever. I just mashed. I done mashed on the feds. We done mashed on motherfucking jobs. Nigga, we done mashed on niggas that can't let the pussy go. They keep trying to fuck their ex. What else we done mashed on today?
Badass motherfucking kids. The parents that don't want to whoop them badass kids.
Oh, them motherfuckers. Damn. Had another caller say he want to mash on his boss. That motherfucker don't want to pay him. Where the fuck they do that?
Yeah!
And took the day off with his scary ass.
What the fuck? Who the fuck worked for free around this bitch in 2010 except a motherfucking legal alien?
Yeah!
My bad, Mexicans. I got love for y'all. That shit they doing there, that shit doing in Arizona is not right, but I'm gonna need for y'all to get a green card. Alright?
Slide on over through y'all.
I'm gonna need for y'all to get a green card. We need y'all. We need to work in the hood, but I'm gonna need for y'all to get a green card. Alright?
Keep them pipelines open, eh?
Please. Just get the green card so you can, you know what I'm saying? You know, handle your business the right way. That's all.
Yes, sir. One time for my partner, Lambo Zio.
Right.
What's
happening?
Right.
So like I said, 347-934-0966. Now, call us. If you're on the line, please press the number one. I see like six people that are calling us and they just listening.
But if you got something you wanna mash on the motherfucker about it, some you know working your nerve, yo, hit the number one. Holler at us. Hold on, somebody just hit the number one again. Oh, that's Candy. We gonna go back to Candy. She must have got something that she wanna mash about. Candy. I don't hear. Oh. You on the air. K100.
Hello? Can you
hear me? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to my homeboy in the feds.
Oh,
motherfucking
one time. What's up?
Yeah,
that's what's
one time for my homeboy.
Right,
yeah, so be home in 10 months.
That's right. So you want to mash on the feds too with
her? Right.
Yeah! Fuck the feds, nigga. And the police, bitch. The state police, everything, bitch. The probation officers, the motherfucking goddamn district attorney.
Yeah!
All those motherfuckers. Everybody. And the snitches.
Yeah!
Goddamn.
And the judges for having a bad day fucking a nigga goddamn life. Fuck,
oh,
man.
Fuck it. That's for the judge, nigga. Who the fuck is you, bitch? Only God can judge me. Fuck you talking about, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Appreciate that, Candy. We got love for you. You got love for everybody that's locked up in the feds, and we hate the police around here. All right?
What's up?
All right. Yeah. One time for that. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, hit the number one if you want to holler at us real quick. You understand what I'm saying? And let us know who you want to mash. We keeping this shit 100. This is K100 Internet Radio. You know what I'm saying? Talk radio, independent music radio. We play independent artists. Give them some shine. Artists, email us at k100radio@gmail.com. You dig? And we'll spin your shit. We'll give you an interview. All you got to do is just let the people know about us. All right? This is Mash a Motherfucker Mondays. You got any motherfucking issues with a motherfucker? You got problems with a nigga? Your goddamn neighbor keep playing the motherfucking music loud. You want to go mash the ass, but you don't want to catch that motherfucking charge? Hit us up. We'll mash them on the air for you.
Yeah!
Hey, right. Check this out.
Hold on. Let me take this caller real quick. Let me take this caller.
It's
yo,
me.
Caller, you on the air. 444-964. Caller. Caller. 444-964. You on the air.
Hold up.
Did they hang? Nah, they still on it? Nah, they hung
hold
up. They said they wanted to say shit. They hit the number one or they wanted to say something. I don't know.
Hey, I don't know.
I don't know.
But look at
that,
man. I'm a mash on my... Hey.
Who you want to mash on?
Hey, I'm a mash on my partner, but not like that. Hey, so big ups to my homeboy Tino Pimpin', man, for getting that old body tap, man. The new name of it going to be Whisper Gentleman Club. I'm going to let you know, nigga. Charlie's going to have a night down there, and we going to come in there and mash that bitch, nigga. Too late. Y'all niggas get ready, because we coming, nigga.
Right. That's right.
Nigga, we going to mash that motherfucker.
We going to mash that motherfucker, but we ain't going to mash that one in the head, but we just going to mash that motherfucker and keep it live. You
yes,
understand
sir.
What I'm saying? We going to go in there, goddamn, hey. That's our people, man. He on Club Chit Chat right now. That's our people. He open. He got the body tap now. You feel me? We got some stuff that we're gonna be working on him with, collaborating with. We're gonna make moves out of there too. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's all in the future though. You feel me? That's
too light. Shaky, we see your partner with
now, let me ask you this. Look, I'm gonna stay. Look, it's still mashing motherfucking Mondays. It's still mashing motherfucking Mondays. All right. So if you wanna call in and just mash motherfucker, let me know. All right. But we finna goddamn talk about some other shit. You understand what I'm saying? Now, this is one particular story that's not really, it's not that it's been bothering me. It's been bothering me because it, you know, once again, another black athlete. I'm so sick of black athletes in the news, man.
Oh, here we go again. I know what you're finna say.
I'm so sick of rich millionaire niggas fucking up. Let me mash them real quick. Listen, you rich ass niggas. Sit the fuck down somewhere, man. Spend that motherfucking money. Sit back and kick it. You know how many niggas out here got to go out here and do some old grimy ass motherfucking shit daily, nigga? Wishing they had all that motherfucking bread and you want to go out here, goddamn it, get fucked up and run over motherfuckers in the middle of the street. You want to rape motherfuckers. You want to goddamn fight, get the fight in the strip club. You want to do all kind of crazy. Listen, black athletes, rich black men in the spotlight. Stop it, please.
Yeah!
Please, I'm about sick of seeing you niggas on the news. Hell, Ben Roethlisberger gave us a change of pace for a minute. At least it was a white motherfucker in the goddamn news for a change. Goddamn, that was just a goddamn breather. Just a quick breather, all right? But look, it's kind of been bothering me. We talked about the Dez Bryant shit on the show. Go back and listen to episode 5. We discussed that. We talked about was that right or not. You know what I'm saying? But Lawrence Taylor.
What the fuck, man?
This nigga Lawrence Taylor, man.
Hall of Famer, nigga.
Listen, man. The dude, okay. Admittedly, the dude got... this nigga got a problem. He been on that shit for some years, right? Everybody know Lawrence Taylor on that shit. Everybody know LT is on that shit bad. He been on that shit bad since the 90s. He was on that shit on the field. That's why he was a beast, nigga. He went on that motherfucker steroided and coked up and wrecked shop around that motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? How you gonna fuck with a nigga that's on coke and steroids? Goddamn.
I'm
hungry,
nigga.
What, nigga? That nigga was ready for war. You understand what I'm saying?
Not.
LT, my nigga, I gotta mash you, homie.
Yeah!
16, nigga? For real? What you doing in the room with a 16-year-old bitch? Now,
that nigga daughter's 16 or something, man.
That nigga daughter gotta be 20-something, nigga.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm saying. Nigga, that's your daughter age.
I'm mashing on him, but I'm finna go into my motherfucking subject behind it. We finna switch gears.
Well, let's go here, nigga.
It's still mashing motherfucking money, but I gotta talk about
these fuck niggas, man.
Let me ask you this. If she's 16 years old, she was about to be 17. You know what I'm saying? She in the room. She about to get a groove on, whatever. They bust the door in. I think what happened was somebody else beat the hell out of her and brung him. He was looking for a trick. You feel me? Called somebody that said they got a trick. I guess the motherfucker that brought the girl over there had to beat the girl ass up. He had a little young ass trick out there, and he done got caught up in the middle of the shit. So I know it's two sides to every story, you understand? That's basically what happened, but nigga, you stealing that tricking off, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? On that shit, snorting the line, this bitch underage, you understand what I'm saying? So you still get mashed, LT. But let me ask you this right here. If let's say we starting at 15, now we know the law is 18, but if a motherfucking 15, 16, 17-year-old girl is literally, with her own consent, mashing a nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Do you feel like if the man get in trouble for it, should it be some form of punishment for the female? I mean, 16, 17, you know what the fuck you're doing. You feel what I'm saying?
You do know what
you're doing. Now, you know what the fuck you're doing. You feel me? Should they also be reprimanded or, you know, something happened to them? Because a lot of the times what happened is the man get in all the trouble, or even a woman or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the adult. And I understand the situation, you know what I'm saying? But do you think that they should, if they 16, 15, 16 years old, do you think they should get into kind of, you know, have to at least go through some kind of program, you know what I'm saying? At least go to, like, something where they, you know, have to, like, go to some kind of counseling or training, like nothing happens to them at all. You feel me? Even though they willingly knowingly mess with somebody that's like 20 years older than them. You feel me? We ain't talking about nobody who's, you know, get a teenager that's getting tricked out by a pimp. You understand what I'm saying? We talking about these 16-year-old girls. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm from Bay County, Florida. In high school, a lot of those motherfucking juniors and seniors, which means you 16, 17 years old, was fucking with dope boyfriends about 26, 27 years old, 25 years old. You feel me? Niggas coming to pick him up and they mashing him. You feel me? Nothing was said, because goddamn it, women like older men, all the goddamn, especially the fast ass women, all them goddamn girls, you know, they was fucking with older niggas, you know what I'm saying? If they do get caught up, I ain't saying nothing should happen to the goddamn dudes or whatever, but should something happen to the goddamn females? Should they have to be sent to some kind of counseling or go through some kind of program? Because at this point right now, absolutely nothing happens to them. What you say? Nothing. They do nothing.
Well, you know, you know how they gonna play it anyway. But I do feel that something should happen. They should be brought to some kind of awareness, because, you know, they could be fucking a nigga or doing whatever. But, you know, at that time, you know, they trying to grow up and be too fast anyway. But, you know, they don't even understand. They can catch some shit they can't get rid of anyway.
So I'm saying right now by law, All the parents can do, all that happens is the parents can punish them or whatever, but nothing legally. They're not forced to take a class. They're not forced to go to any kind of counseling. They're not forced to do anything. All the punishment is geared on the adult. When it's consensual sex, about 80% of the time, when involving a teenager, they say statistically there was like 85 to 90% of the time when it's a female that's about 15 years and up, is consensual. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's not really rape as much as it's statutory rape, but not forcible rape. You feel me? It's statutory because it's illegal to fuck a minor. But these girls actually know what they're doing. They're getting hot. And these dumbass niggas out here fucking these goddamn little young ass girls.
Well, this is all I got to say to the niggas.
We already in the master. Look, nigga, you wrong. Find you some grown pussy, nigga. Please find you some grown pussy. But my question is not that. I'm not validating. I'm not saying that the young dudes are right. The old dudes are right for fucking these young girls. Please don't misconstrue my words. Don't blow my phone lines up saying this. I'm saying it's all right to get young pussy. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not an R. Kelly nigga. All right? All I'm saying is, shit, the girls get punished too because they are actually consenting to this. They want to fuck. They going after the old men. They going after them. They actually get in the club, lying about their age to get in the club, telling niggas they actually 18 when they ain't to get the goddamn fuck, to get these niggas to fuck them, to fuck with them. But when it all go down, only the men get punished. They done lied and tricked and did all kind of shit too. If you can prove in the court that the girl actually knew and lied to the man to make herself look older to get him to fuck, I ain't saying he should get punished, but shouldn't she at least get something? Something.
Man, it's like
it's just a question I got. You know,
hey,
I got.
Hey, that shit is a. It's hard. It's two way because I feel like this, nigga. You should. I don't give a fuck if a bitch tells you she 18. And you thinking she look at 18 because you want alcohol, nigga, you should know a motherfucking 16 and a 15-year-old.
What?
By the motherfucking conversation, nigga. I mean, your mother.
Okay. Maybe by the conversation. Maybe you're right.
By the conversation,
right.
I'm
okay,
telling you.
But what about all the goddamn girls that sneak in the motherfucking club, 18 years old, 15, 16 years old, 17, these bitches look like Beyonce. And this is Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know what the fuck.
Hey,
you
just
already
like,
know.
Just like I
you
told,
already know how they look.
Hey, just
here.
Like I told these niggas. And these young girls before, man, look, young girls don't be coming in this in these motherfucking club because you know it's grown men in here. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no dick in here. It's penis in this motherfucker. Go get you a dick because there's penis over this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So you think they should get in trouble or not?
I think they should get in trouble.
It's when they knowingly lie by their age and mislead the man into thinking they got them old enough, nothing still don't happen to them. It always happens to the man.
I
got a call on the air. Got
I think
say,
they should have some kind of repercussions anyway.
I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't give a fuck if the motherfucking bitches have to take a goddamn class for goddamn 3 months about anything. Just make them bitches do something.
Because if they get caught with smoking marijuana, that's what they going to
motherfucking
do.
Right.
So send their ass to a class. Or
that's all I'm saying.
Make them do a little time.
I'm not advocating
shit.
Fucking young bitches. Don't blow my fucking phone up about that bullshit. I'm going to the line. Caller, you on the air.
What up, them is Peaches?
What's up, Miss Peaches? What's
Peaches!
Going on?
What's that?
Oh,
what's
I laid on the phone. Yeah, I had to leave Platinum, you know, where she is. She at where she is. She be where she be.
All right, she played it back. Let's go, Peaches.
Go ahead, what you think? First of all, do you got anybody to mash on first? That's the first part.
Okay, I'm going to do both of them.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and answer your question. I mean, you know, the one about the young girl. But
right, go ahead.
Yeah, them hoes need to start getting in trouble. Because
exactly.
They know what the fuck they be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. I agree. Go
now,
ahead.
Now, I'm going to say on that. Now, it's not the age gap. It's not the age difference that matters. It's when, what point in the age gap that you catch them. Now, you get them when they 16 and you 26, or 26 and you 36. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit different. You know, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't the age gap. It's just when you fucking with their ass when they young, that's some sick shit. What the fuck y'all got to talk about?
Right.
What the fuck y'all got in common?
Wait. First of all, I think it's a misconception that what they got to talk about, niggas ain't trying to talk. They trying to beat. They trying to fuck.
Well, yeah, true that.
That little young motherfucker riding his motherfucker goddamn ass in the back. They ain't trying to talk. You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to talk.
You're right on that. But right. Goddamn, though, this still some sick shit. That's
it is.
You
it's
know
wrong.
What I'm saying? That's a little child or whatever.
Right. Right, it's wrong. I'm not advocating getting young pussy. I'm not advocating a grown man fucking with a young girl. All I'm saying is, when a young girl mislead a man and say she 18, she snuck in the club, got her big sister ID or made a fake ID, snuck in the club, mini skirt on, 3-inch stilettos. She already looked like a motherfucking grown-ass woman. You feel what I'm saying? She off in the club like she 18, and she lied to this nigga, and then the nigga be fucking her ass, and then they get caught. The nigga gonna catch statutory charge, and she ain't gonna catch shit. Nothing is gonna happen to her ass right now by the law. They don't do shit to them. They don't make them take a class. They don't do nothing to them motherfuckers.
Every bitch I ever known of, heard of, or whatever, they were young and fucking a grown-ass man, where they were doing it because they want to.
Exactly.
But now, bitch, forced to do that damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's different when you know, all that, like you said, that old teenage prostitution and all that kind of shit. But, yeah, do something with them bitches.
All right, okay.
Gone.
All right, that's all I wanted. I just want the shit to be fair. I ain't saying go around and fuck a whole bunch of young. I just want the shit to be fair, man. That's all I'm saying.
Even the fucking scale.
That's all. Maybe if these motherfucking females know damn well they gonna get in trouble if they fuck a grown man, if they have some kind of recourse, if something could actually happen to you, these young motherfuckers won't do it. Hell, they know they can get locked up for selling drugs. They know they can get locked up for underage drinking. They know they can get locked up for all kind of other shit, so they stopped them from doing it. Why the fuck is it not a punishment for the young girls that go out here dressing up like grown women, sneaking in the club, fucking these grown men? They know ain't nothing gonna happen to them, even if they do get caught. But they gonna mash that nigga, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? They gonna mash that nigga. You did?
Yeah.
Chad, I'm coming to you. I see you hitting number one. I'm going to come to you. Now, hold on. Don't go nowhere. But hold on, Miss Peaches. Who you want to mash on? I'm going to let you get a chance to mash on somebody before you go.
Okay. Now, this is some shit that I ain't never, ever, ever experienced. And this is a motherfucking airhead-ass nigga. I ain't never seen a nigga that was airhead. I met a motherfucker. This nigga... Everything that motherfucker saying to this bitch going over his head, cross his head, grazing by, he ain't no shit. This motherfucker act like a dumb, blind ass motherfucker. He fine as hell. But the motherfucker was an airhead.
So what you want to do? You want to mash on goddamn all dumb ass niggas? Or who you want to mash on? You want to mash on?
Yeah, I got a new name for the niggas. It's airhead ass niggas. Mash on them.
Well, let me one time, let me mash on the airhead ass niggas. God damn it. Get your motherfucking game up, nigga. Do not let Peaches run motherfucking circles around your ass.
Hey, but
nigga.
You know what, Peaches? I can't believe you said that because, my nigga, them the kind of niggas that you can goddamn get to cake all that motherfucking money on your goddamn ass and still don't just trick them off.
Now,
I don't know why you want to kill an airhead
nigga. Now, I wasn't talking to him no more. I just said I ain't never, ever, ever. Yeah, experience a motherfucker, a dumbass motherfucker like that.
Hey, you better check that nigga ID, though.
Okay. Okay.
That nigga,
he look like a grown man.
That nigga might be 17. Get your ass caught up on this motherfucker. We had you on the show. We got to come for your ass. Hey, we're going to be sad. We got to go get one of our callers. You know what I'm saying? All right, appreciate it, Miss Peaches. All right. Hold on, Candy raised her hand when I was talking about the young girl shit. Candy, what you got to say about that?
Yeah, I think them hoes should be in trouble too, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about that is, y'all should know little bitty ass, the bitch might look grown, but once you get between them baby ass legs, nigga, and see that baby ass pussy, y'all need to stop.
What the fuck is a baby pussy?
You seen the R. Kelly tape? All them grown bitches. Then he comes to the little girl. He was fucking the little girl and the little baby. It looked like a little girl pussy.
Wait a minute. I saw that motherfucking tape, but I'm gonna tell you right now. As far as the baby pussy, I don't know about the baby pussy. The only thing that told her age was her titty. You feel me? And her face.
And her pussy, nigga.
Man,
and her pussy. No hair, nothing. It just looked like a little baby pussy.
Well, damn.
Nigga.
Okay, well, if a nigga, was she gonna
y'all should know. Y'all, as soon as you put your dick on something,
clarify what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. Well, we done went right. But let me tell you right now. But you say, I'm gonna tell you right now. You can go out and just take flicks. Unless, I mean, you can just go out and just get flicks of bitches pussy. You can't tell a bitch age by how her pussy look. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my god, you know a baby pussy though. You know a baby, even a girl. Some niggas look at bitches in the street and be like, oh, she fine as hell. No, the bitch look 15 to me. You know what I'm saying? Just because she got a big ass don't mean she 30. And niggas got to get that through their head. You know what I'm saying? Just because she's winning a different
I'm not arguing that point. What I'm saying is you can't listen to me.
Right.
I'm not saying that you can't tell. You can tell. First of all, Hold on. Sometimes. I say about 80% of the time, but sometimes it's sweet. No, fuck that. I know some
other people.
Hold on. Let me tell you. Let me finish my point. I'm the host. Let me finish.
Hey, I told you what you're going to get when you call
up
the star right
now. All right, listen now. What I'm saying, let me get at what I'm saying. You can say what you want to say. What I'm saying is you can tell by a young girl, like my homeboy said earlier, the conversation is the number one killer. Number two, you can tell by their goddamn face. And number three, I think, me personally, by how they walk. They ain't developed that grown woman walk. When they walking and they stumbling in the motherfucking hills and shit, you can tell that bitch ain't having no practice. She ain't been doing this shit 10 years yet. You feel what I'm saying? That's another motherfucking thing. But as far as just how her pussy look, I mean, when I was 16, 17, I was fucking with girls 26, and I was fucking with girls with 17. And as far as how they actual pussy look, I mean, the pussy, I mean, what the fuck?
I was one of them bitches. I was one of them young girls dating the older dope boy. You feel what I'm saying? And now I look at pictures of myself back then, and I'm thinking he a sick fuck because I look young. I can look at myself and be like, damn, I look like I was about 15. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they sick.
But in the face.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? You brought the picture. Listen. I'm not arguing that point. I told you. But you said, I agree with everything you said, except you can look at her pussy and tell. What the fuck? That's the last thing.
Okay. It might just not be the pussy.
That's all I'm saying.
But you shouldn't even have to go that far to look at the little girl pussy. You know what I mean? You should be able to point out a little girl by looking at her.
You're right. All I wanted you to do is clarify that point about the pussy, because I'm like, shit, now.
That's
the last part.
I came at a different angle. You know what I'm saying? The wrong angle. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. So we got to understand. Yeah, now you're right. So but you do agree that the girl should be punished too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah. All right, we got you. We got you logged in for that fact. All right, we got you. All right, appreciate you calling in, Candy. Don't hang up. All right.
Yeah, I got you. But you know also how you can tell a motherfucker? Hey, fellas, look. If you get a motherfucking female, man, and you think she young and she look young, just stop by the store for a second. When she pick up in that motherfucking store, it's going to let you know it's that bitch. Is she old enough or not? If you get a young chick and she go out that motherfucking pick up $5 or $6 worth of candy, you better drop that bitch out. You know what I'm saying?
Drop that bitch off.
You better drop that bitch off.
And y'all go to the motherfucking store, nigga. You going to get a motherfucking box of blunts and a box of magnums, and that bitch go over there and get some 9 letters, nigga?
Yeah!
If you still go home and fuck that bitch, nigga.
Yeah!
Stop it. That bitch need to go in there and at least get a pack of spearmint or some Altoids.
So all y'all niggas that's fucking these fine ass young girls, and you see that ponytail on the side of their motherfucking head?
Yeah!
Don't motherfucking do it, nigga. That ponytail is a dead giveaway, nigga. That crooked ponytail on the side, she y'all, nigga. Please believe it.
But back to the point at hand, this is Mash Motherfucker Monday, so you can't call up and tell me if you want to mash a motherfucker. And if you want to mash a motherfucker, we're going to give him this. That's anybody, coworkers, friends, family, wifey, kids, whatever.
Yeah!
It's Mash Motherfucker Monday, so we letting y'all have the floor on that. But also,
we switch subjects for the second hour, and we, you know, for the second half of the show, and we kind of start talking about when you are young, if these young girls that's out here knowingly lying to these older dudes about how old they is, they're sneaking in the club with fake IDs and shit. You feel me? They dressing like grown women, wearing tight skirts and heels, and they lying to niggas, telling niggas they 18. And then when the shit go down, and the nigga get caught up and get jammed up, and he catch that story charge, shit, something. We don't give a fuck what it is. Something happened to these motherfuckers. Because right now, ain't shit happening to these motherfucking young girls.
So they keep doing it.
They keep fucking these goddamn grown-ass motherfucking men like it ain't nothing. Because they know damn well, even if it go down, ain't nothing going to happen to them. If they get caught underage drinking, they go to jail. They get caught with weed underage, they go to jail. They get caught stealing underage, they go to jail. But if they fuck a grown man, even though it's against the law,
they going home.
They going home with their mama. They might get on punishment at the best from their mama them. If they out there fucking a grown man, their mama them probably ain't shit anyway, so really ain't shit going to happen.
So look here. I want to mash every young motherfucking girl from 14 to 17 that's sneaking in these motherfucking clubs trying to get that puss up to a grown nigga.
Yeah! Bitch, stay in your motherfucking lane. Bitch, stop getting niggas caught up with that bullshit. That's all I'm saying. You got a problem with it, motherfucker? Let me know. Call the show. The number 347-934-0966.
I'm letting y'all niggas know.
I got calls on the line. Ain't nobody saying nothing, though.
Let y'all niggas know.
He's the number one, motherfucker.
Let y'all niggas know you get caught fucking around with my daughter, niggas gonna be the death for you, homie.
That's what happened.
And I mean that.
Well, what if your daughter is one of the ones that's out there goddamn?
Nigga, you better motherfucking know. I ain't gonna smell your motherfucking ass. And she know motherfucking better.
So you think she should get in trouble too when she do that?
Nigga, she gonna get in trouble.
Not by you, nigga, at all.
Nigga, she gonna get it. I am the law.
Hey, stop it.
I'm her law, nigga. How about that? I am the law.
Here we go. Mom with Fred still got his head. Fred.
What up?
Turn the radio down.
What up?
Hey, what you think about what we're talking about, man, with these young-ass girls out here tricking off like they grown-ass women?
Man, they gotta be dealt with, dog. They're like the niggas. They gotta be dealt with.
Exactly. That's all I'm motherfucking saying. I'm not saying the niggas is right for doing it. I'm not saying none of that. All I'm saying is these motherfucking young-ass girls, if they feel like they're going to get in trouble too, maybe most of them won't do it. But right now, they can go unchecked. They can go unchecked. Even if they do get caught getting a train, these motherfucking young-ass girls get caught running with niggas running a train on them. They get caught. Then their daddy find out about it, and all they do is say, all the niggas got them to get rape charges and go to jail 10 years like they did. But the girl don't get shit done. All she do is get yelled at by her daddy. That's it.
And on to the next motherfucking older dick.
Right. That's the motherfucking bullshit. Period, point blank. That's all the motherfucking
bullshit. They gotta be dealt with too, dog. They gotta go all both ways. Got to.
Exactly. All right, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it, dog. I'm gonna get your opinion. Hold on. Hold on. My officer raised her hand.
Colonel. Huh?
Colonel, you got something to say?
Oh, my fault. Talk to one of my coworkers about this bullshit to go on up here in this post office. But, man, I think that these young females, they need to be dealt with. You can't just be fucking these grown-ass men and don't get in no kind of trouble. You know, they need some therapy or something. But then again, you know, when I was, you know, 16-ish, you know, I might have had me a 20-something-ish. Yo, dude, but he knew how old I was.
That's
dude,
right.
He knew how old I was. Hey.
Look, man.
But in the same token, I ain't going to try to get him hemmed up over it either.
Well, first of all, that's my thing about it. See, I got a partner right now that's been doing some, that just got caught up behind that. You feel me? So it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? I actually knew people on both sides of that story. You feel me? So it's real touchy to me. You feel me? But what I'm saying is he knew, but she knew. You feel what I'm saying? He got arrested, charged. He probably gonna do time behind that and some more shit.
But who told? How he end up? Who told? A parent?
Yeah.
No.
A third party that goddamn was mad about whatever reason. A third party that knew she was underage and went and told. You feel me? And got him caught up. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody else that wasn't even. It was another person that knew she was mad. That knew she was underage. Got mad at him about some shit that he did and went and told. You feel me? But she.
knew how she knew everything. She been out there. She wasn't new to the game. You feel me? She was living like a grown person, and he was old enough. He damn near my age. He know damn well how old she was. He should have been doing it. He was wrong, but yet still, he the one that's gonna go to prison, and nothing happens to her. Period. You feel what
and
I'm saying?
That's that up.
And yeah. I got a problem. I got a problem with that. And what made me bring it up was the Lawrence Taylor situation, because they trying to drag LT through the motherfucking mud, but this goddamn 16-year-old girl that was in the motherfucking room, she wasn't new to that shit. But ain't shit finna happen.
But like you said, though, they said that old dude had done forced her to do that. He was pimping out. So that's a whole different situation.
Well, the other, not Lawrence Taylor, the dude that Lawrence Taylor called up for some trick. And the nigga brung the young girl over here. So that's how Lawrence Taylor fucked up over that. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He fucked up because this guy, he fucking with she was a young trick. You feel what I'm saying?
And
that's wrong.
Went out to the club and found something? I mean, for real.
When you got them, when you're on a level like that right there, you rich, you like, fuck it, I don't want to do nothing but goddamn get some pussy. He married. He just want to mash something because he out of town. He like, fuck it. I ain't advocating it, but that's probably what he was thinking. You feel what I'm saying?
He's married, so he all the way
fucked up. But he was the basis. He what happened to him made spark me with this conversation right here. You feel what I'm saying? And you know what? I'm really tripping because all the females like hell yeah, punish them motherfuckers. Hell yeah, I just talked to three females. I got another one in line. I'm gonna answer her. And all y'all saying punish their ass. So you agree they should get in trouble,
right?
Yo, right? Okay.
I said right.
All right, I'm hanging up with you. All right, appreciate it. So, right now we had a general consensus across the board. If these motherfucking young-ass girls want to fuck these grown-ass motherfucking men, knowing damn well they too goddamn young, and they lying to these niggas about their motherfucking age, and if the nigga got them catching motherfucking statutory charge behind it, them motherfucking hoes need to catch some motherfucking statutory charge behind it. Maybe these young bitches will stay in their motherfucking lane. That's all I'm motherfucking saying. What the business is, caller, you on the F. Yo, call
her. Yeah, this is Peaches. I just wanted to agree with Miss Candy right quick on what she was saying.
About what?
About knowing the bitch young and all and you know, all that bullshit.
Wait. We did not, before you start, I did not say you should not be able to recognize a young girl by a lot of things, but what I disagree with Candy on is you can't look at a female pussy and tell how old she is.
Can't look at no pussy and tell how old she is, but I will say this. Now, I don't fuck with a young dude before.
Right.
Did all that. But the nigga fuck like he was 18 years motherfucking old. That shit wasn't, he didn't fuck like he was 30 years old. He didn't, you know what I'm saying? He didn't fuck like he been fucking a while. So that shit, you can that damn tell when somebody young is their way. But another thing is, shit, if everybody need to just stop saying that you don't know. You motherfucking know how old a bitch is. You just don't know where you get caught, how old she is.
Cause you talking like, oh, you ain't know the young nigga was goddamn young until you fucked him, and then you knew he was young.
No, I knew that nigga was young. I knew he was younger than me. You know what I'm saying? I knew he was older than 16 or some shit like that. Cause of motherfucking the job that he had, I knew he was older than 16, you know, like that. But, yeah, I knew the motherfucker, like I said, he had a big dick, but the way he fucked, that shit, or like he been fucking for two and a half years, you know what I'm saying? And he wasn't experiencing every goddamn thing.
All right, Miss Peaches. Your scenario does not fit with what I'm talking about, though. For goddamn, Miss Peaches fucking the goddamn grown, the young, and everything goddamn else.
You
what? Well, he at least 18. Don't incriminate yourself on the L.
What you say?
Peaches, one time for the young and the restless.
But no, for real though, every nigga know how. Y'all don't talk to no young hoe because y'all know a young hoe. You know what I'm saying? You know the bitch young. But you don't talk to her because that ain't your thing. Them niggas that's fucking with little girls, that's they shit. That's what they do. That's what they like. They just like a nigga that like to get peed on, and they just like a motherfucker that like to suck toes. Them motherfuckers like young ass bitches. They know how old they is when they get them.
Lord, hold on.
That's it.
Hey, I gotta say something.
Say this right here. Any nigga, if you let a motherfucker brown pee on you, nigga, kill your motherfucking self.
Kill your motherfucking self.
I just saying. Don't just say. I just use that as an example, though. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, they like that kind of shit. They like them young assholes, and that's why they be with them. But when they get caught, then they ain't know that hoe was young.
Oh, hell. All right, Peaches, all right. Peaches like that young meat. She told us that he had a big dick, but he didn't know how to use it.
Hey, you better quit pushing that nigga in the swing on the playground. Stay away from the playground, baby.
Hey, but Peaches, before I go, you do agree that them young-ass girls is out here lying about their age, 16 years old, no goddamn well they ain't 18, but they out here fucking with these grown niggas. When these niggas caught up, they need to catch these motherfucking bras up too, right?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, for sure. But them hoes not lying about their age. I'm telling y'all, them niggas like that type of shit.
No, some of the girls lying. They lying, Peach. They lying.
Hey.
Some of them girls lying. These girls lying. They in the club. They lied to get in the club. So they already done started the night off.
Hey, look, actually, also, though, let me give you something. If you in a motherfucking club and you got a mother and you see a female on the dance floor from the time she come in, to the time she
leave
that bitch, nigga.
Nigga. Hey.
Yeah.
God
damn it. She young, nigga.
We mashing your ass for fucking with that young hoe because you know that bitch ain't no grown-ass woman finna stay on the motherfucking floor 4 hours, nigga. Stop it. Stop it, nigga. That bitch got to be 18. A bitch 20-something ain't got that much energy. She got to go to work in the morning. She had the kids all day today or something.
Fellas, also, look at these ladies' hair, man. The
yeah.
way they wear their hair, man, you can actually tell, bro. Please believe me, man.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
Micros are hot, this motherfucker.
All right, we got, hold on. All right, Pete, we're going to put you on hold. Listen. But like I said, I don't want to get off the task and off the subject at hand. The number here is 347-934-0966. If you're on the line right now, please press the number one, because I see I got a lot of calls on my line, but they ain't hit the number one. You feel me? Hit the number one if you want to holler at me real quick. You feel what I'm saying? But what we're talking about, this is Mashing Motherfucker Monday. So if you got anybody that you just want to vent and mash on, your boss piss you off, your old lady, your baby daddy, your mama, your kids, anything, hit, holler at us. Goddamn it, we'll mash their ass on the air. We're going to give them one of these. Yeah! A three-piece combo with a biscuit, nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
All right,
I'm going to karate chop these motherfuckers. But also, on the side, we're talking about, goddamn it, these motherfucking young-ass motherfucking broads trapping these... Basically trapping these old niggas. Now listen, we understand we've all come to an agreement that these niggas should be able to tell how young these motherfucking females is. All right? By their conversation, by their walk, by their hairdo. Goddamn it, P-Red said they've been on the goddamn floor dancing goddamn for 3 hours straight. Don't no grown-ass woman do that. Them bitches need a drink. All right? These young assholes being there sweating like a motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? Goddamn it, because they goddamn young. They got all that picked up energy. But what we are arguing or what we are debating is if they are young as hell, you feel me, and they do lie to a nigga about how old they is, or even if they don't lie, even if they tell the truth, and the nigga is wrong for mashing her, but even if this young ass girl tell this nigga, look here, man, you know what it is, you feel me, and that bitch just want to be grown before her time and fuck a 20-something-year-old nigga, you feel me, if they do catch that nigga up and get that nigga a statutory charge, should the goddamn female get punished too if they can prove that she knowingly did it too? You understand what I'm saying? We talking about motherfuckers about 15 and up. We gonna start with 14. 14, 15 and up. High school. 14. Ninth grade. You already know. You know.
Like five,
the nigga, we not saying don't punish the man. Punish the motherfucking man. Punish his ass. You understand what I'm saying? Because he already know he shouldn't be fucking with the young broad. But also, young girls, if they get caught underage drinking, they going down. If they get caught smoking weed, stealing, anything,
they going down.
Why the fuck do they get a pass when they fucking know damn well they grown hot asses out here fucking with this goddamn grown ass man. The nigga catch 5 to 10 in the goddamn, and gotta be a sexual, a predator, become a, you know, all that shit, gotta go through all that, and all she do is get in trouble with her mom and him. The fuck that? If I feel like if they start punishing the girls for the shit, a lot of these young hoes that want to be grown before their time, they won't do it. Just like they don't go out and drink and drive or underage drink. Just like they don't go steal. They don't go do dope and all this other kind of crazy ass shit.
They can't even get their license right now, goddamn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? They don't do a lot of shit because they don't want to fuck themselves up. But right now, in that situation, when it's both consensual, ain't nobody raping nobody. She know what the fuck she doing. You understand what I'm saying? The nigga wrong, but he the only one that get punished. But she wrong, too, for fucking with a grown-ass man. That's what we saying. I want these motherfucking young-ass girls to get punished. Not just because I'm just anti-female or I'm just all about niggas fucking young. It ain't about that. It's about equality with me across the board. These motherfucking young-ass girls know what the fuck they doing. In high school, you know what the fuck you doing. I don't want to hear that shit about maturity level. Don't call this motherfucking number talking about they ain't understand what they doing yet. Bullshit. Them bitches want to get their fuck on.
Because your mom and dad are helping you do it, buying you them clothes and shit, knowing that you're supposed to
period, point blank. I want these motherfucking young-ass girls to get in trouble. If they do, maybe they won't do it. Maybe it'll cut down on the shit.
Yeah, like a lot of guys.
Because you right now, you're only putting it on one sex, one gender to be responsible with this shit. Both of these motherfuckers need to be responsible. There ain't no motherfucking, we ain't talking about no little bitty-ass 8-year-old. You feel me? We're going to say 14, 15 and up. Especially 16. And what started this conversation was LT getting a statutory charge right now because he was in there with a goddamn 16-year-old trick. You feel what I'm saying? Listen, man. These young girls got to be held accountable, too. 16 years old, you out here doing grown woman shit. Either if you can prove that she out here willingly doing grown woman shit, you ain't going to charge that man or you're going to charge the both of these motherfuckers. Period, point, motherfucking blank. That's the only way it can be fair, man. That's the only way it can be fair. All right? 347-934-0966. I got to get ready to get off the air. You understand what I'm saying? But fuck, hey. K motherfucking 100. We keeping this shit motherfucking 100 right here. We don't fake. This shit
real
is real
talk. Real radio. Real life.
All right? And all the females done called in. They done agreed. They all agreed with me. All of them agree with me, right? They all said these motherfucking girls need to get in trouble for that bullshit. I got another call on the air. Holler at me. 678-571. Yo, caller.
Caller, you on the air?
678-571. Caller. Okay, maybe they hit the one and they just wanted to listen. I don't know. Let's see if they want to. Maybe these. Hey, hit number one. All right. Hold on. This is like Miss Veronica fucking there. Caller. 404. Oh. What's going on, caller?
Hello.
What's going on, caller?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? I just want to know if you got an opinion or not. I seen you up here listening. You ain't got nothing to say about what we're talking about?
I mean, I'm just listening. I mean, I do agree. I think that the teenagers, I believe that they should get in trouble. Basically, they know what they're doing. They know how old they are. They know how old the guys that they're messing with. They know how old that they are. Like, I just don't think that just the male should get in trouble for it. I really don't, especially if it's consensual. I mean, they both willingly know. Both parties know. Even if the guy doesn't know, I still feel like, you know, the consequences should fall on the female because I just truly believe that the female knows that, look, this guy is too old for you. You know you shouldn't be fucking around with this nigga, so, like, why are you even doing it? It's like
right. You
growing up way before your time, and it's not, like, take time out and be a child. And then some of the 16, 15, 16-year-olds, they don't even look like they 15 to 16. They look like they are older, which gives them more leeway to lie about their age because they're so developed now. Like, they don't look like little kids. But for the grown men who are falling for it, I just feel like, you know, sometimes they asking to get in trouble. Like, come on, just why go for something that's maybe 10 years younger than you or 15 years younger than you. Like, that's ridiculous. Give someone that's at least somewhere in your vicinity of your age range. You know what I'm saying? But, like, don't get ridiculous with it. Don't go beyond your means or, you know, your standards or something like that. I don't know. But I do agree with you. I think both parties should, you know, be held responsible.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, we got five females. Thank you, caller. Hold on, caller. Caller, is this your first time calling my show?
No, this is the first time calling calling your show.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure because I had to give you an applause real quick if you was the first time. Right, who is this then? If you don't call before, who is this?
Just Be Nice.
Oh, Be Nice. Yo, Be Nice. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you, Be Nice. For real, some real shit. Yo, motherfucker was mashing you the last time you called in.
They was mashing on me?
No, oh, they was mashing on you bad. Where you been? I was hoping you were listening and call back to defend yourself. Oh, they was mashing you bad for that shit.
I apologize for that. Why they was mashing on me?
Whatever you said last time, I forgot. What was it that she said?
About that dick shit, yo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They halfway fucking with
me. Yeah, that's right. You was one of the ones that talking about you was gonna fuck a nigga but not suck the dick, and they pretty much mashed you on that.
Yeah.
All the females. The females did.
I just stand true to how I feel and what I believe. Personally, that's just how I feel. That's just what I believe in. I don't feel like, I mean, I understand maybe where they're coming from if they're trying to say that, you know, if you already giving up the pussy, why not go the whole nine? But I just don't feel like, me personally, I don't feel like, you know, I should just give head to everybody. Like, to me, I just think that that's something more sacred. Like, it's just taking something to the next level. That's just in my opinion.
Right.
So, I mean, every woman, I mean, talking about be grown, be this, be that, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I'd rather have something special for something, for somebody that I'm really trying to build something with. I understand the whole point of, you know, y'all just, okay, if you gonna give them the pussy, you might as well do everything. I don't want to do everything, because then it's like, if you do everything with this nigga, then you doing everything with the next nigga. You giving your all to, like, every nigga you fuck. I don't know. I just don't agree with
that. All right. Well, I just wanted to let you know that they was mashing you.
And they probably finna get on your ass.
Hold on. Stay on the line. Be nice.
Yeah.
Be nice. Stay on the line real quick. Hold on. I got somebody that might want to ask. Ken.
Yes.
Did you hit number one because Be Nice is on the line?
Yes.
Listen, all right. Y'all both on the line.
Problem with her talking about she have morals and all these morals, but she fucking these niggas. And what you saying, that bitches just suck dick and fuck ain't got morals? You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have a little bit of morals, or all the way have morals. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me. That's what fucked me up. Is she was talking about you gotta have morals about yourself, but you fucking all these niggas though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no. I'm not saying that I'm fucking all these niggas. I'm going towards the general conversation and what was said.
Right.
Everybody else is saying that they fucking this person, that person. That's why I'm commenting saying that if you fucking all these people, like, I just can't.
No.
If I'm fucking all these people, I can't be
fucking.
No, we
said if you had a cut buddy. If you had a cut buddy, you know what I'm saying? I just have one cut buddy. You feel what I'm saying? But I can't just go
half the people
fuck
have
them. You don't have to be fucking a lot of people.
And I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, some people, a cut buddy, they're like, they have more than one cut buddy.
Oh no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So
just
basically.
One cut buddy.
Okay. So listen. All right. So we can get a clear understanding between Candy and Be Nice. Be Nice. If you just got you one little cut buddy, he ain't your boyfriend. He ain't your husband. But you is fucking this nigga, and y'all, and that's the only person you fucking. You done fucked him like six times, six times already. You ain't gonna suck the nigga dick just because he ain't your boyfriend yet.
No, I'm not saying that, because I feel like if you fucking that long, then eventually I feel like it may become something, but the longer that y'all are together, then it'll build into something. I just don't...
Hold on, be nice. Obviously, you're not having a clear understanding of what the fuck a cut buddy is. That's what we can make happen. A cut buddy is not finna be your boyfriend. There ain't no expectations on him being your boyfriend. This is a nigga that you mashing until you find your boyfriend, or just because you don't want a boyfriend, but you need you some dick. All right?
Right.
Now, what we're saying
is... I don't feel like if there's no long-term thing there, if it's just strictly my cut buddy, I don't feel like I should have to give him head. I don't, because that means he's obviously going to be fucking someone else if that is just my cut buddy. So while he's fucking that other person, then that other person can be the one to go all the way. But, like, I'm just not... I just don't like it. I don't like doing it. So it's not going to...
Be nice. Listen to me, baby. Listen to me.
I'm listening. All
right. So now we have basically cleared the air about the whole thing about you. And, you know, because the girls came back, Candy and a lot of other females came back and mashed you. My Colonel Key, she defended you. You know what I'm saying? I understand all that. Colonel Key, I see your hand up. Hold on. We're going to get to you, Colonel, because I got to get ready to go. But hold on. So now be nice. We have come down to the actual... We've gotten to the root cause and the root problem of what your statement was. The fact is, you really don't like to suck dick, right? Basically.
Right. Yeah,
right.
I don't. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Be nice. Okay, now that I got that clear, for everybody who was listening to episode 6, who jumped all down Be Nice's throat, it's not the fact that Be Nice, you know, was trying to have her cake and eat it too. She wasn't trying to have double morals, have morals some of the time, and be halfway and be fake. You feel me? Y'all made me kill her on the air. Y'all made me kill her after the fact.
Yeah.
Going forward, I had to kill you, Be Nice.
I wasn't trying to have double standards. It's just that, like, if it's my significant other, then to please him, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it, but that's why I just can't see myself doing it to everybody.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Be nice. I got you, baby. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for calling in on tonight's subject. And thanks for calling in that night about that, what we talked about. I got to take you off the line. All right. Listen. Honest. Now we got it clear. She just don't like to suck dick.
She don't like it.
That's it. That was really the reason why she said what she said. She wasn't trying to have dual morals and be both ways and play both sides of the fence, have morals when she fuck a nigga, but don't want to have them when it comes to sucking dick. Like Candy said, Candy made a valid point. That's why I had to kill her, because Candy made a valid point. But actually, if Be Nice would have just came out off the top in episode 6, go back and download it, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100, and listen to it, all right?
K-100.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? She just don't like to suck dick. And that's cool. We don't like girls like that over here at Chainless Entertainment. And
We don't like them.
We don't really fuck with them like that.
Hey, man, look here. We like all women that take it in the face, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, we don't necessarily agree with her position, but the fact of the matter is, you feel me? She don't even like to suck dick in the first motherfucking place. That's why she said what she said the first time. All right. Okay, ladies, everybody that called in and mashed, Be Nice, Candy, Miss Peaches, all you ladies. Now we've gotten to the point, to the root cause of the problem. She just don't really like to give head.
So now we
understand what the issue really was. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. But once again, since Be Nice don't like to give head, Be Nice, I had to kill you, because in this show, everybody likes to give head.
That's Jada.
But I got love for you, baby. She probably so small, innocent, and cute. I don't know what she looked like, but I need to see a picture of you. You'll grow into it, baby. You'll grow into it. Give yourself some time. No rush. I think my general on the line. General.
What's up with you, man?
You been listening to the whole conversation, the show tonight?
No, man, I was in a few minutes ago, but then I just got back on. I heard somebody ain't sucking some dick. I was very disappointed to hear that.
Right. We had to kill. That was the girl that came back the last episode, a couple episodes back, when everybody jumped down the throat because she said, well, just because she fucking a nigga don't mean she got to suck the dick, and she was kind of halfway fucking. But we got to the root cause. She just don't like to suck dick, and so we've cleared that all up on the air tonight.
Oh, okay, yeah, you got to enjoy it.
Right. If she don't like to suck dick, there's nothing we can do about that. She's a lost cause.
Exactly.
Okay?
It's got to be something like a pastime or like a hobby.
Right. But listen, the main thing, of course, wait a minute. It's mashing motherfucking Mondays. You got anybody you want to mash real quick?
You know how I want to mash real quick? Goddamn, this old puss-ass nigga supposed to come cut my grass. This old fuck. Now, I gave a nigga a chance, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
You know, my yard, it's a project. You just can't come with a lawnmower and cut it.
Right.
So, nigga came out, goddamn, him and a couple goons for the first day. Goddamn, second day they came, I was going to work. He told my wife some old side story, so she gave him the other half. And the nigga goddamn bounced and come back. But that nigga, well, he don't know. I kind of know the nigga license plate. I started to text the nigga, letting the nigga know I can touch you whenever. But, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got time over a couple $100, you know, goddamn, you know, lose a few years. Because I will smash that nigga in his fucking face.
What time for you bad? What time for the, so for all you bad business motherfuckers out there, fronting like you got them handling your business, nigga, and the motherfucker pay you for services rendered, fuck nigga, and you don't got them render them.
Yeah!
Fuck nigga.
Hey,
mash
yeah, I so appreciate
ass.
That.
Mash their ass.
Hey,
now look, General, before we go real quick, all right? I've been talking about, real quick, the Lawrence Taylor situation. LT got jammed up fucking with a little young girl in the goddamn place and blah, blah, blah. Long story short, the subject is real quick. If you a motherfucking grown-ass man and you fuck with a young girl, we're not advocating it because we know you got a daughter about 16, 17 years old. You understand what I'm saying? We're not saying these young niggas, they need to fuck with these young girls. But, these young girls out here falsifying their information. They lying about how old they is. They out here grown, fucking and sucking like grown-ass women wearing short skirts, high heels, and all that. And when the shit pop off and it go down, only one motherfucker get in trouble, the man. I feel like the law should also get the goddamn young girl who knowingly, if we can prove that she lied about, she was in the club, she showed fake ID to get in the club, that's where he met her at, and, you know, she lied about her age or whatever. Even if he did know how old she was, she still consented to it and everything. I felt like the young girls need to get in trouble. They need to get in trouble for that bullshit.
Because
if they don't,
yeah, because
just like they get in trouble for underage drinking, stealing, and everything else, they got, if this man can catch a statutory rape charge and be charged as a sexual predator, she at least need to get in goddamn probation for that shit.
Hell yeah, that's minimum. And then, too, goddamn parents, too, because she got them on the age. Where the fuck they at?
Right.
Where the fuck your goddamn 16, 17-year-old daughter out at 3 in the morning? Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about
their
motherfucking ass. I forgot about their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They puss ass. Cause my daughter's 17, boy, she out at 3 in the morning. It's a problem. Come lock me up, because I'm doing something wrong.
Exactly.
And then I'm feeling what you said earlier, goddamn. You go to the store, you get goddamn cigarette lows and some mad, and this bitch get goddamn annihilated. It's a problem.
Right. B-Ray's brung that up.
And then, too, you can look at a bitch's hands. Look at a bitch's hands when you see it. You can tell how old the bitch is by her hands.
Her hands?
And that's 100. Her hands.
Wait, look at her
hands.
Hey, do you agree with Candy? Can you look at a bitch pussy and tell how old she is? Is she about 60, 70? That hair and everything on there. Then he got them 20. A bitch can be 3 and shave that motherfucking monkey off and make her look like a baby. I mean, how the fuck can you tell? Can you tell by a bitch pussy? I disagree with that.
Yeah, I heard Candy earlier. No, you can't tell by no bitch pussy. Hell, if you get wet, goddamn, it get wet. That could be 28. You know what I'm saying?
you gonna better tell when you slide that pole up in there, though. You put that tool in there, you gonna better tell. And that motherfucker go 2 inches deep, and that motherfucker get the howling and screaming, and you hitting all kind of bottom. Okay, goddammit.
Shit, that motherfucker, hands don't make it fast. You in trouble, nigga.
Whoa, wait a minute. Right, man. But hey, but once you in, ain't no backing out. You know how that is. Well, you already know. I'm going to keep mashing, though. Hey, I might not pick up no more, but I'm going to beat this little piss up tonight. Hey, he's out of y'all. Fuck that. I'm already all in. Nah, shit. All right, General, appreciate you calling, my nigga.
Yeah,
I got to get ready to go, man. Look, everybody hitting the motherfucking phone line. Can't everybody? Hold on, General. Let me open it. Hey, look, hold on. I think Colonel King, you had something to say?
Man, I just want to go back to what Miss Peter said, and I just want to mash all the men with the waste of meat. All the niggas with the big meat and don't know what to do with it. You get killed, matter of fact.
Yeah! I got him for
kill
you.
Him.
I got it.
Need to be 12 feet under for that shit. Learn how to use your meat.
Oh.
kill him before you shoot him, Colonel. Colonel, deliver the order. We got them deliver the hit.
Hey, you know what? I can't even be mad.
Me neither.
Hey, niggas. You better motherfucker goddamn get your stick game right, nigga.
Right.
You believe you better talk to him like you're your dog.
And shout out to Be Nice again. I ain't mad at him. I don't get everybody neither.
We'll talk about that later. I'll later. Your ass, goddamn it.
That's all right.
I gotta get ready to go, man. Yo, the show is getting. Hold on, my major. You wanna say something, major?
Hey. You mashed that nigga, her cut buddy, for mashing her and not getting no hair. That's what you do.
Right! Nigga, hold on, Major.
That nigga is fucking with her and not getting no head. What the fuck is wrong with that dude?
Where they do those? Who the fuck with bitches don't give head and got their 2010? 2010!
That's a prerequisite right there. That's like pre-algebra. You got to have that pre-algebra before you get to algebra. You got to suck dick before you get to the other shit. That's first and foremost.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Major. Appreciate you, my nigga. I got to get ready.
That's all I want to say, man.
You know, I had to cut you. I think crazy head, my nigga. All right, now, I appreciate it, homie. Yo, that's what's up, man. The Major had a major motherfucking point, nigga. Who the fuck, goddammit? You know, who fuck with a girl that don't give head? Not me. Be nice. Where you find these young niggas at? Yo, man, I got to get the fuck up out of here,
it's
man.
It's a must. It's a plus.
I play, like, what, one fucking song tonight? Man, this shit is not. But the niggas ain't sending their music in, so, you know, I don't want to keep killing you niggas with all the shit I got. You feel me? We'll get to some shit tomorrow. We'll play more music tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying?
Man, we ain't playing none of that shit. They ain't sending it in. We got music, nigga. We got music for years, nigga.
Yeah.
So, it don't matter, nigga. It's our station.
Oh, you not hurt. You not hurting us, nigga. You helping us. Because all you going to do is just keep getting our shine on.
I'm saying, it's our station, our label, our everything, nigga.
Bitch, we got a fucking 300 gigabyte drive over here full of shit nobody's never heard. Kill yourself, artists who think you don't need the help of a goddamn of us. You don't need our help. Kill yourself.
Nigga, it's famous for life right here, nigga.
All
right,
we got to go. We got to roll out, man. Appreciate everybody, man. Yo, another great show. Episode 9 went down. Fucks with us. Peace.